Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Before moving in with a partner, and it doesn't have to be a part, even like a friend, you're gonna look at splitting the rent and moving to a place together. You gotta set some rules and have rules in place.
True.
Because as much as you love your friend or your partner, things you learn about people can rapidly go south, and then you're in a position where, oh boy, oh golly, who is paying for what? Who's doing what? I can't get out of this lease. Mm-hmm. I'm with this person. They are terrible to live with. I've got to get out of this. Now you've just signed a lease. It's 12 months. It's who's paying what, when, how. Mm-hmm. So allow us to help you with a couple of basics to kind of think about before you do this and commit. What did you, for example, have to think about before moving into a place together?
Of course, it's the rent, groceries, who's taking which cupboards.
Sure. Important.
Yeah, it is very important. You know, we've got a pet too. So that is extra... responsibility. Yeah, he's the best. It's our working times.
Sure.
You know, flexibility, who's going to be at home when. And there's a lot of things that you need to think about.
These are the things, the most important things that you have to consider before moving in together. For example, and I'll give you all of them. Agree on who's going to pay for what, like you said. Mm-hmm. Agree that up front, because before you know it, it's payday, and people think, oh, well, you earn more than me, then you must pay more than me, and blah, 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 blah. Sort that out.
Let's go 50-50.
Agree on how to handle, this is very important, unplanned pregnancies. No, seriously, because you know what happens? You move
the
in
cat.
And...
Oh, he's been snipped.
The cat, man. And how do you bring the cat into this conversation? The cat's unplanned pregnancy. In all seriousness, if you're living with somebody, and I don't want to be like your mom or dad, yeah, going, oh, do you think about that? But the thing is, you don't. And then it happens, and then you go, well, now what? We didn't think about it. How about agree on how to handle things like being on the same page? When it comes to the big M, and that's marriage, because you know what happens when you move in with somebody? They go, oh, is this the one? Mm-hmm. Is this the one? Then you go, oh, you maybe. Yeah. But maybe it's something you should talk about.
Yes.
Come up with at least one reason to move in together other than finances and convenience. Please don't look at it as it's convenient to move in with this person, therefore we're going to move in. Or financially, it's better to move in with this person.
It's true.
Take those two out of the equation. Consider some of the realistic challenges cohab might create. And then that's a hard one to kind of get your head around. Meet each other's people. So here's the thing, right? You have people, your partner has people. Meet those people.
Yes.
Not in the middle of the night when they come to visit, knock on the door and go, hello, Sranchaya. Who are you? I'm his friend from school. We've come to visit.
Yeah, no, that is very important, because if you're in a relationship, you're an individual at the end of the day. So, and alone time too. Give that person space to.
And that's where I can come in.
Yeah.
Because I'm petty. I was petty like that in my past relationships. Because I never stayed with a partner, but they knew, my ex-partners knew, between 6 and 7, that's my soapy time.
Sure.
I'm on the couch. You don't want to come and catch up about your day and chat about life. I want to watch my soapy set, Worcester.
Agree on a 3-year plan. Say I love you to each other before moving in with one another, at least.
Yeah.
Decide whose bed you're going to keep. I love this. This is my favorite thing. This is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Use the bathroom for a number 2 in each other's respective apartments before moving into one together.
Shoo.
Amy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Lekker, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I have some good advice for you.
Yes, please share it with us.
Okay, so when I moved in with my partner a few years ago, one of the best advice that I got from other people was to be relaxed. Mm-hmm. In the other person's space. Because, I mean, this is the first time you guys are living together, so it can be a little awkward. But the best one of relaxing in each other's space was to basically sit your partner in, like, a quiet space and have a meal.
Oh.
So no TV, no radio, no talking. It's just to see how loud they chew.
I thought you were going to be like being comfortable in that silence. Mm. It's just how loud you chew.
It's true, because
I mean,
you don't
know
that.
Are you comfortable with them chewing quietly and then there's like super silence, or are you going to be stuck with nom 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 for the rest of your life?
Exactly. Amy, these are important things. These are crucial things. Because to Amy's point, here's the other thing, right, yeah. that you don't, it's the little things at the end of the day that annoy you the most.
True.
Right, so it's little things, and you pick up these little things and you're like, this person's chewing, or they're sucking their teeth, or picking their teeth with a toothpick after every meal. It annoys me.
Yeah.
And then you bottle it up, and one day they do one thing, and it sets the bomb off. Boom. And the bomb then unloads. And the way you pick your teeth, or the way you chew your food.
Yeah.
And then it's game over because of the one thing that's boiled and boiled and boiled.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.